Bishop O, Bishop Palmer, you too presented the Episcopal address yesterday. Can you give me a quick overview of what you said and the impact you hope it will have on the North Central jurisdiction?
We wanted to emphasize a couple of things that as takeaways for people. The first is the importance of the adaptive challenge of putting intense focus on having more vital and robust congregations. And secondly, to encourage the saints of all of the things, some of the things we've been able to observe that are already going on in annual conferences that are leaning us in that direction. So to celebrate and to idea share.
I think the third thing we were trying to do is to acknowledge that this jurisdiction is doing, and our conferences are doing many good things in terms of developing vital congregations, and that we have a lot of programs being developed, but that we need to go a bit further and really take a look at our cultures and within our conferences and within the jurisdiction. And so we also identified six areas where we think we need to pay attention to as it relates to going deeper and establishing cultures. For example, creating a leadership culture in each of our conferences where we're deeply committed to effective clergy leadership, and we'll do whatever we need to do to get there.
Now, you invited people to have some table conversation, so it was at least a two-way, if not multi-way, experience. You want to say a little bit more about how you think that will spread the message and spread the energy?
We think the conversation is already going in annual conferences. This allowed for people to do some idea sharing, to think about implications for doing work together across conference lines, and to become even more deeply aware that we don't need to be in a funk, but we need to talk to one another to know how best to move forward, learning from each other what are best practices around getting more vital congregations. And we think the table talk helped to just put some wind beneath those wings, but it's already going on.
I checked in with a couple of delegations, including the West Ohio delegation, asking what they felt about the table talk, and I heard very positive reports. They said people were quickly engaged, they were interested in sharing ideas, and they said several of folks went away saying, you know, I want to learn more about what Wisconsin's doing or what West Ohio's doing or what Illinois Great Rivers is doing in this particular area based on the stories they've heard in the preaching and the video clips that we showed.